Of course, lost Rushton and Diamonds Football Club in July, but the fans rallied. They formed AFC Rushton and Diamonds. They've been playing in an under-18 league this season. Next season, they hope to have an adult team in the United Counties League. John Ward from the club can tell us where they'll be playing after news of a ground share being released yesterday. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Stuart. How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much. And AFC Rushton and Diamonds, how is AFC Rushton and Diamonds faring well by the sound of it?
Yes, very well indeed. We just recently had a vote for the members. As you may be aware, the club is owned by all of its members, and the members recently voted where they would like to ground share for next year, and they voted to ground share at Wellingborough Town Football Club at the Dog and Duck.
And what will that actually mean to both clubs? What will it mean to AFC Rushton and Diamonds? What will it mean to Wellingborough?
Well, it will mean that both teams will play on alternate Saturdays at the ground at Dog and Duck, at the Dog and Duck. Wellingborough Town will play their first team fixtures on a Saturday, and then we'll play our first team fixtures on the following Saturday. So it sort of utilises the venue and suits all parties, really.
You need a good groundsman if you're going to do that.
Absolutely. Yes, well, there are a few of those around. So, we certainly do need a good groundsman, but we're thoroughly delighted and can't wait to get started.
When you talk about the club being owned by the supporters, effectively, how does it work? How are decisions made?
Well, with a number of decisions, we put votes to the members, and they can vote either online or by post or with a ballot box for certain things. So, for example, we just recently did a vote for the ground, but we also did a vote for the membership fees next season, the kits, that kind of thing. I mean, obviously, things like the manager and picking the team, that's all done by the board, if you like. And in fact, the fans are currently voting to elect a board for the following season, and the board will be made up of the fans.
Let's just turn the clock back, if we may, to the time when you knew that Rushton and Diamonds, as it was, had bit the dust. That must have been awful.
Oh, it was terrible. It was a horrible thing, and I wouldn't wish that on any fan. To have gone through what we've gone through, it's just been terrible.
When you say to go through what you've been through, I mean, if you consider the remarkable rise of Rushton and Diamonds to league status and then to suddenly just disappear completely. I mean, unthinkable years ago.
Absolutely, absolutely. From where we were, it certainly was unthinkable. But I think, you know, with the news of, even clubs like Rangers going into administration, there's something not quite right with football and the finance in football. And, we're a victim of that.
Well, we know, as you say, Rangers went yesterday. Portsmouth, for the second time, are going to go into administration the next day or two. They're talking about a 10-point penalty for Portsmouth. I think it'll be worse than that, because I think the football authorities will take a dim view of them doing it again. Kettering Town on the brink, as we know, in your old ground at Nen Park. It is a parlous time for football, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, absolutely. And like I say, I do feel sorry for all the fans of all those clubs, because we're the ones that suffer. I suppose from the other side, we've sort of been able to rally around and run a club how we want the club to be run, and with the community and for the community. But, you have to go through some tough times to get there.
I was talking last week on this radio station to Leon McKenzie, of course, played for Northampton Town, but also at Kettering Town, retired at a few months ago, during the course of this season. He's been representing the Kettering players in their negotiations with the chairman, because, as we know, the Kettering players haven't been paid for a while. And he said the move by Kettering to Nen Park was just the final straw. It was crippling for the football club. I've heard somebody since say to me, well, there's a curse on Nen Park. Do you think that's right?
No, I don't think there's a curse on them, but I think actually the facility is too large to sustain football and non-league football particularly. The costs of it, and again, it's similar situation to Darlington. There are clubs in stadiums which you need to get people through the door, and if you don't get people through the door, you can't afford to pay the players.
So you're looking forward to a new future sharing with Wellingborough Town and an adult team next season?
Absolutely. I mean, watching the under-18s has been fantastic and eye-opening, but I think there's a lot of fans who can't wait to get back to Saturday football. And, you know, being able to watch a sustainable